When they rose up, it seemed to be so slow. When they turned to look over their shoulders at me, it was in slow motion. When they started to raise their rifles to fire at me, it was in slow, slow motion. I emptied the first clip, 8 rounds, and still standing in the middle of the road, put in a second clip, and still shooting from the hip, emptied that clip into the mass. Germans fell. Others began aiming their rifles at Winters. Others started running away from him. But all their movements were awkward, hampered by those long overcoats. He dropped back to the west side of the road. Looking to his right, he could see Talbert running, crouched over, leading his column. It was still 10 meters from the road. Winter's own column, in the middle, was struggling through the field. Peacock's column on the left was 20 meters short of the road, held up by some wires running across the field. Winters put in a third clip and started popping up, taking a shot or two, then dropping back down. The Germans were running away as best they could when the other American columns reached the road. "Fire at will," Winters called out. It was a duck shoot. The Germans were fleeing. The Easy Company riflemen were shooting them unmolested. "I got one," Webster heard Hubler call out. "Damn, I got one." According to Webster, Hubler was in his element. He ate this stuff up. A bunch of Germans were cut off, hiding in some tall weeds. Christensen spotted them. "Anybody here speak German?" he called out. Webster came up. "Heraus!" he yelled. "Schnell! Hente hoch! Schnell! Schnell!" One by one, 11 Germans came out. Husky, hard-boiled, they claimed they were Poles. Christensen motioned them to the rear. Webster went back to the road to get in on the shooting. A German turned to fire back. "What felt like a baseball bat slugged my right leg," Webster recalled, "spun me around and knocked me down." All he could think to say was, "They got me," which even then seemed to him an inadequate and unimaginative cliché. Like all writers, he was composing his description of the event as it happened. It was a clean wound. The bullet went in and out of Webster's calf, hitting no bone. $1 million wound. "I got it made," he thought to himself. When medic Eugene Rowe got to him, Webster had a big grin on his face. Rowe patched the wound and told Webster to retire. Webster gave his bandoliers to Martin, who was still very calm and unconcerned, the calmest, most fearless person I ever saw, and his grenades to Christensen. He kept his pistol and M1 and began limping to the rear. Winters could see more German soldiers about 100 yards away pouring over the dike from the south side. The previously unnoticed SS company,